One of the last blocks of training in the 6-month-long academy teaches the recruits what to expect after a so-called officer-involved critical incident. These can include shootings, in-custody deaths, and serious car crashes that involve squad cars. The training starts with a scenario. The recruits get a pretend call that there's an unwanted person in a building. They believe that their partner has found the person and is okay. Here's training officer Chris Masterson.
As the door opens, they see our suspect swinging a shovel down at an officer on the ground, and there's fake blood on the ground. And the way it looks like the subject's striking our officer in the head.
Every recruit draws their gun and fires multiple rounds.
Some of them had genuine, like they felt guilty, like their partner was got hit because it took them too long to draw their gun out, or their decision-making directly affected their partner, which is good. It means they took the scenario real, but also shows like how emotional these things can be. Like, they know it's fake.
The next day, they're interviewed by an MPD detective and an agent from the Department of Justice's Division of Criminal Investigation. Since 2014, state law has required all officer-involved shootings to be investigated by an independent agency like DCI. Before recruit Mark Golden joined the MPD, he was a UW-Madison officer. In 2010, he was involved in a critical incident where a drunk driver crashed and died during a car chase. He says the exercise is a pretty accurate simulation of what actually happens after a critical incident.
Obviously, there's a lot more emotions involved when you're going through the real thing, but sitting down with detectives and being interviewed about what you ate for breakfast and your workout routine, you know, 8 hours prior to your shift, what did you do? You know, every single detail.
He says going through the simulation brought back lots of emotions.
I don't know if it can ever prepare you for when something like that happens, but it definitely exposes people to the possibility or what is, you know, the next step.
Lieutenant Marianne Flynn Stotz oversees the training academy. She says this block of training is separate from the use of force training, where they learn how to decide whether or not to pull the trigger. This is about what happens after that decision is already made.
It's likely the most isolating and life-impacting event that they're ever going to encounter. And as trainers, we have a responsibility to prepare them for that worst day of their life when they've had to make a deadly force decision.
In 2014, Sergeant Dave McClurg and another officer shot and killed a man who charged them with a knife after stabbing several other people. As a part of the training, he spoke to the recruits, sharing exactly what was going through his head before, during, and after the shooting. He says he reacted exactly as he was trained.
So our training is who we are, and it's the way we, you know, the way we do business. And if there's critiques to be made, which maybe there are, you know, there's certainly always room for improvement. I think the thing to look at is the training.
He says his advice to the recruits is to take their training seriously.
There are so many things that people get put through in training that potentially you could be involved in. And I think that, you know, we have a violent world where if you can do that and do some preparation.
And he says he hopes they will never actually encounter a situation where they have to use what they've learned. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.